This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Hey, everybody. I'm in Finn's room. He is sick today, staying home with me. I was going to just post a listen again episode, you know, find one of the previous episodes and repost it. But I thought, you know, I'll just pop on and say hi. And thank everyone for an awesome salsa class last night. Someone even brought queso. We danced salsa. We ate salsa. Someone brought queso and caramels. Oh, hello, Finn. Did you come to be on the podcast?
Podcast.
Are you eating a donut?
Pause it.
You want me to pause it? Okay, you can pause it. Pause it. Good job. You hit pause and then you hit resume. Nice.
Nice.
I was going to tell everybody on the podcast that we have someone coming this weekend to look.
Pause it.
You want to pause it? Well, first I'm going to say we've got someone coming this weekend to look at our chimney. Yeah, I was a little bit of a squeaky wheel yesterday. So make sure we're asking for what we want. And we don't have to be turds about it. We don't have to be manipulative.
Playground.
But we could go to a playground, yes. Finn pressed pause and play a few more times, and he has taken off. Now he's in the kitchen. Like I said, I just wanted to pop on and say hi instead of posting an old episode. And we do have movement. Yes, and here's the message. It just popped into my head. Don't seek to be rescued. Seek relief, okay? Right? So I received relief. I heard back from the woman running the local program that is helping us get this heat and hot water going again. And so, yes, I received a message back from her to tell me not to worry about anything. Everything's going to work out. We're still doing all the right things. She didn't say this, but what I needed to know was I don't need to make up a backup plan. I could feel, backup plan Amanda, you know, coming in thinking she's going to need to save the day again. She's going to need to completely recalculate the route. And I could feel backup plan Amanda, you know, being like, I'm ready. I'm here. I'm dressed. We're going to need me. I'm here. I'm ready. I'm here. I am. And I knew it wasn't time for that, but I'm having a tough time sitting in the hallway. One door is closed. The other one's not open. And I'm in this hallway. So I reached out in search of relief. And I got relief when that woman, you know, emailed me back and said, you know, all is well. We still got this. Okay. So even if the chimney guy says the chimney needs help, it's okay. I have help to help the chimney. So like I said, I was a squeaky wheel. I asked someone to nudge someone and hopefully they would get back. And yes, I was a squeaky wheel looking for some grease.
Wheel.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Are you spinning around like a wheel? Do we have anything around here that has wheels? We've got cars and trucks. We have vehicles. Do vehicles have wheels? Look at all these vehicles.
Cars.
Yep. So it seems like whether or not the person nudged the person I asked them to or not, the nudge worked. Asking worked because the person called me right away and is going to come check out the chimney. He said, "How's Saturday at 7 a.m.? And I'm like, "It's fabulous." And he probably thought I was being facetious, but I'm not. That's like the ideal time. We're up. We're ready. We like to get things done in the morning. And Will will be here, you know, which is nice for him to be here with them.
Will.
The guy's coming to check out all the systems here. Will, show me a wheel. Come on. Oh, you're going to be a wheel. You're going to go around and around. I will too. Let's spin. Let's go. Round and around and around and around. Spinning. Whew, okay, that's the first time I've spun on the podcast. I'm a little dizzy. I'm a little dizzy from spinning. Oh, aren't we all? Aren't we all a little dizzy from being on this spinning rock? Class was fabulous last night. I think I mentioned to you that I decided to teach salsa. And someone said, "Are you bringing salsa to eat?" And I was like, "Umbrella. Well, yeah, sure. Yeah, it was a great idea."
Umbrella.
So, umbrella. Oh, I love an umbrella. So I brought salsa and I brought chips for the table. And someone
salsa.
Brought, yes, and someone brought queso cheese and caramel candies. And we had a feast and we had a salsa dance and it was awesome. It was really great. Salsa night was fabulous and will be repeated for sure. We will be dancing salsa next week. And you know what? I'll probably be bringing salsa next week because why not? Why not, right? Because the Gruffalo's Child. Oh, do you love your new book? Oh, the Gruffalo's Child. She is brave.
Again.
The Gruffalo's Child is very brave, in case you all don't know. Okay, so class was great. Seek relief. No one's coming to rescue you. You don't want that anyway. You want relief. You want relief. You want ease. You want to cut the tension. You want to take yourself off the hook. You want relief. You want to breathe easy. You want peace and ease, right? I mean, I do. Okay, so maybe I'll just speak for myself. And I've got a bit of that. And yes, I was looking forward to a day where I could like take a breath and take a bath.
Child.
And instead, that is totally fine. That I am with Finn today, and we're gonna do preschool stuff. And right now we've got a book.
Look.
Are you going to read to us? The Gruffalo's Child. It's by Julia Donaldson. And the pictures, I think it's Axel Scheffler.
A Gruffalo's Child, no Gruffalo's Child. In a fire of the deep dark wood.
Why not? Why not?
Because what am I to do?
The big bad mouse.
A big bad mouse.
Will be after you.
After you.
I met him once.
A puppy once.
Said the Gruffalo.
The Gruffalo.
I met him.
I met him.
A long, long.
That was it.
What does he look like? Tell me, Dad.
Tell me, Dad.
Is he terribly big?
And terribly bad.
And terribly bad? And this is where the Gruffalo doesn't remember. And he scratches his head, and Finn scratches his head too, just like the Gruffalo. Well, I'm going to keep reading, and I hope you have a wonderful day, a day full of wonder. I hope you find pockets of peace and ease
child.
And release and relief.
quite a bubble.
The Gruffalo said.
The Gruffalo said.
Then he thought for a minute
and
scratched his head. The big bad mouse. Is terribly strong.
Terribly strong.
And his scaly tail.
Is terribly long.
His eyes are pools of
terrible fire. And terrible whiskers
are tougher than wire.
Wire.
All right, everybody, hands over hearts. I love you all. Press on your heart space. Rub your hearts. Have expand your hearts.
A lotion.
One snowy night. While the Gruffalo snored.
A Gruffalo snored.
The Gruffalo's child.
A Gruffalo's child.
Was feeling bored. Bye, guys. Have a great day. I'll talk to you tomorrow.